This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Almost 400 Coloradans are in the hospital with respiratory viruses, but the numbers are improving. A few weeks ago, it was around 600. Currently, about 180 are in the hospital with RSV, more than 150 with the flu, and 50 with COVID-19. RTD light rail crash reports will soon be public. Governor Polis signed a bill this week to make the change. Right now, crash investigation reports are confidential, but the new law will require them to be made public. Karen Millette lost her leg in an RTD derailment in 2019 and has never seen the report into that crash.
For the most part, I don't have trauma. I have more pain than trauma. And right now I'm kind of going through a bad stint, but it would be good to have a complete record.
But it's unclear if the law will require the disclosure of existing crash reports. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is among the country's best zoos for the ninth year in a row. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
The Colorado Springs Area Zoo grabbed its highest ranking yet in the USA Today Reader's Choice poll, bested only by the Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium in Omaha. Its Rocky Mountain Wild exhibit also ranked number two amongst exhibits across the country. Readers voted the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo second best membership as well, behind, you guessed it, Omaha's Henry Doorly Zoo. According to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, 800,000 people say hi to the animals each year. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
In Colorado Springs and around Denver, it's mostly sunny, mid-60s this afternoon, about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.